It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How can you talk sports after that, man? That boxing match of sorts. A governor, someone running against him, and I mean the haymakers were flying at FarmFest. Mike Max, Sports to the Max. But I would be remiss if we didn't at least converse a little bit about what we just heard. The spirited debate that makes up this great state of Minnesota. And I come away with, I didn't hear all of it. I was going back and forth a little bit. My phone rang once, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I only heard bits and pieces. But I ask you two questions tonight, and I ask you to take both of them seriously, and I ask you to participate with us here at WCCO Radio. Number one, in your life, does government do too much or not enough? And why? You know, for those of you that think they don't do enough, what is it you think they should do for you that they don't do? For those of you that think they do too much, what is it you'd like to do on your own and see them get out of the way on? Because it seemed to me that was a big piece of the sparring match tonight. Number two, because I didn't hear it all, who won the debate and why? Who won the governor's debate and why? Dr. Scott Jensen, incumbent Tim Walz. You be the judge and the jury. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. You can call us. You can text us. I always think that in the spirit of WCCO that having things on like gubernatorial debates are a good thing. Because I think that we, as what we try to be at WCCO, want to be symbolic of what the state is. And we don't want someone to say, you didn't inform us. And I think we do that pretty well. So who won the debate? And is government too involved in your life or not involved enough? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226.
Did you want to talk to Maxie about it?
The Minnesota Twins won today. I was at the ballpark today. I talked to several players, including Carlos Correa, Jorge Lopez, the new addition, and much more. We will bring you that tonight. Vinny Shahid will join us. So too will Tim Litvin as part of this program. That's later. The here and now is the gubernatorial debate and how you felt about it. And as you look at going into this, there's an important question you have to ask yourself as it pertains to you, your business, and your family. Does the government not do enough for you, or do they do too much? Have they been given too much power or not enough? Should they be able to affect lives in more ways, or should they be reduced? Should it be reduced? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. It's August. We're coming up on the state fair. There's a lot of bobbing and weaving and dancing, and now it's time to start taking these things seriously. As you head towards November in the polls and you go back and you cast a vote, and we know these times, they are so tenuous and so fragile. And we need to figure out who we want to be in Minnesota. And sometimes I wonder if you people have a good idea who you want to be, or if this is just simply entertainment for you to watch a race play out in front of you. 651-461 9226. Call us, text us. Who won the debate? And do we have too much government or not enough? Let's go to Steve in Columbia Heights to kick off our show. Steve, you're on Sports to the Max with a little post-governor debate post-game.
Yeah, Maxie, I thought Governor Walz was the clear winner, that he was talking about solutions, where Dr. Jensen was just talking about complaints. And not really any solving any problems to make things.
What would be an example of that?
Well, the COVID situation that Governor Walz was on top of it. He led us through it in a clear and healthy way. And so I think, and the way Governor Walz, just about on every question, talked about how we can work together to make things better and invest in our children, invest in our economy. And I thought he had many clear, and I got to mention too, Maxie, I called you before about the fact that Winthrop lost to Gaylord from 1941 to 1976 every year.
It's
in
true.
Football.
Yeah.
And you remember what you said? I said, Maxie, why did that happen? You remember what you said?
What did they say?
You said that Gaylord had steroids in their water tower.
That's true. Yeah, we had that. Yep. Nobody in Sibley County knew it. That's why we dominated football so much.
Well,
Winthrop beat
point,
us in 76, and then I played 4 years against Winthrop in high school football. Okay, are you with me on this? They never scored a point in the 4 years I played high school football. Not one point, not one field goal, not one touchdown. And the one year, as a freshman, we were number one in the state ranked, and they were number two in the state. Both of it, we ranked number one and two in the state, and we ended up playing each other in the eighth game of the year for the conference championship. You know, winner take all. You might want to go back and check the record books on that one, Steve. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
At one time, Gaylord had won more state football championships than any high school in Minnesota.
Yeah, in the 70s, yeah.
Yeah.
Ty Wacker and Dave Main, I mean, we weren't good. We were great. You know what I'm saying? We were kind of like Caledonia before Caledonia was Caledonia. But again, it gets back to the steroids that we had in the water tower.
Okay, Max.
Thanks for your call. 651-461-9226. Phone lines are filling up. Who won the debate, and do you have too much or not enough government in your life? Yeah, normally we're sports, but I thought this merited a little post-game conversation. We could talk sports anytime, but coming off of this, this kind of jabbing and bobbing and weaving between Doc Jensen and Governor Walz, I thought it merits just a little conversation because this is kind of a form of sport. Call us or text us, 651-461-9226. This is Sports Plus to the max. Done this. Who won the debate, and is government an overreach, or is it not doing enough for you? Both pertinent and apropos questions tonight coming out of the debate. I don't have time to read all these texts because I don't want to read them on the fly because some of you use foul language and I might accidentally read it so closely that I don't realize, and then I say it, and then I'm in all kinds of trouble with the FCC, and I don't want to go down that road again. Let's go to Elizabeth on line two in St. Louis Park. Elizabeth, you're on. If you want to join us, 651-461-9226. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Well, thanks for continuing the conversation about what we just heard. I appreciate it a lot. And I just want to say I have so little patience for Dr. Jensen's criticism of Governor Walz for how Governor Walz handled the pandemic when we had so many more questions, answers. And if I had a chance to ask Scott any questions.
You got to say that again. You just broke up. You just broke up. Go ahead, quick.
Oh, sorry.
If you had a chance, go ahead.
If he hates government as much as he does, why does he want to be in government? I don't understand it.
To reduce it.
And that's it.
He wants to reduce it and cut it.
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever. his criticism of how Governor Walz handled this pandemic is something that I can't understand.
Okay.
Because like I said before, we had many, many more questions than answers, so many unknowns. I can't be unbiased or objective about it because my family was hard hit by COVID and will be affected by COVID for years to come. So it's easy to criticize when you weren't the one in the driver's seat.
Okay, thank you.
That's all.
Appreciate it. Thank you for your call, Elizabeth. Let's go to Mitch in Shakopee. Mitch, you're on Sports Plus to the Max tonight coming out of the spirited debate between Governor Walz and Dr. Jensen. Both seem pretty well prepared. I'll say that when I heard them. They knew what topics were coming up, and they didn't mince words. And I like that. I like that about a couple of guys that will step in there and say, okay, here's what I believe. Like it, don't like it. That's this is the way it is. In my world, this is the way it is. 651-461-9226. I'll try to get to some of these texts. I'm just overwhelmed with them right now. But go ahead, Mitch.
Hi, Maxie. I think Governor Walz was obviously the clear winner in this. He had a lot more substance in what he had to say, and with his policies and Scott Jensen's idea of just step back and let the people handle it. That's not how today's society works. We need government. This country revolves around government. We pay taxes to have the government make us a better, or provide us a better place to live. And Governor Walz can stand up there and say, you know, I may not have made the best decisions, but I made the decisions I did off of pure science and what I had in front of me at the time. And he can say he's wrong, and he can apologize for being wrong. How often do you ever hear that in a politician today? Never. It's non-existent. And that's why I think Governor Walz deserves to be the next governor in the state of Minnesota.
Okay, thank you for your call, Mitch. 651-461-9226. You heard the debate. You listened to the different strategies and what they'd like to employ. I think one of the things, though, that I don't want to speak for Dr. Jensen, but I think one of the things that PO'd him during the COVID, this isn't a Walz thing, but because he is a family physician and because he works on the front lines of treating people with COVID, one of the things that may have upset him was death certificates. Did you die because of COVID, or did you die because of a pre-existing condition, and then COVID came along at the end, and there's more money to be had if you can write COVID on the death certificate? And I think that could be one of the things that that upset him a touch as someone that works as a family doctor. Just a guess on my part. 651-461-9226. I both farm and work for a car dealership. This is not me. This is someone else. In southern Minnesota, I would like to see state government help more with the violence in the Twin Cities. I think the government is involved in our lives just about right. Asking if the government is involved too much or too little, I think, divides us. I don't. I think it's a question that we need to ask, because we need to... We need to assess what their role should be in our lives, and how, you know, do you want to go it alone? Do you want to do some things? Where do they need to help? I think that we have that right. Biggest answer I would like is, why does Walz talk about solutions only around election time? Why hasn't the frontline workers been paid? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see who those people were, other than they will never see the interest money that has been accumulated on those millions. Yeah, if you're a frontline worker, you want to see that, I'm sure. And once it's identified as a frontline worker, I'd like to see more about state versus federal and federal overreach. Government is too involved in overreaching. That became very evident during COVID. Dr. Jensen beat Walz hands down. Safety and the economy are what matter. Tim Walz won, however. I wish they would have spoken about abortion and Social Security and Medicare, since Kansas voted to keep abortion and Ron Johnson. Here's one. No, I'm not going to read that one. Let's go to Bill in Eagan on line one. Bill, you're on. Your thoughts on the debate, your thoughts on government.
Thanks, Max. Yeah, I think that big government is a nemesis to society, because we have capitalism here, and big government doesn't respond very well to capitalism. I think that what we need is more freedom and more liberty, and I just think that it's frustrating to pay these high taxes and to have no control over what the government really does with our taxes. Thanks, Max.
Thank you for your call. 651-461-9226. You can call or text. Here's another text. Give us a better place to live. Let me see. Our headlines in the Minneapolis paper were right. I quote, "It's just the norm now. Shots fired into a tiny dinky town apartment Yeah, that kind of stuff is going. I got to tell you, I got to be careful because I know way too much about downtown and safety and working the riots and all that stuff. And I tend to get a little bit upset with people that weren't there or didn't see it and don't live it every day like I do. Today, for example, this is just today. Downtown Minneapolis, I see a man in handcuffs, and he is resisting arrest. Let's just put it that way. And so I go over and I like to talk to a lot of people when I'm in downtown. I love walking the streets of Minneapolis, and I love visiting with the homeless and in some cases suspected drug dealers and everybody else and the police officers and the volunteers that are trying to clean it up. I think it's a really interesting study that I'm privy to because of the proximity of WCCO radio and TV. Anyway, this guy's in handcuffs, and he's resisting arrest, and so I want to find out why he is. Okay, well, while I'm trying to get over there, a lady stops me, and she looks as normal can be, if I might be so bold as to define normal. And the first couple sentences make sense, and after that she tells me how they've stole her 7 children, and she doesn't dare, and she wants me to do something about it in our newsroom. And I said, well, I can't. You can send them an email and blah, blah, blah. I can't send an email because there are people that are watching my computer. And so I can't send an email. And I have these 7 children, and they're lost, and I can't find them. And I'm telling you, she was a well-dressed lady with a hat on. And, I mean, this was not – and I can't get out of this because she won't let me go because she wants me to do something about it, and I'm trying to get out of it by saying send an email, a letter, blah, blah, blah. So finally I get rid of her, and then I ask the police officer, well, what happened? You know, and then I asked, there's a witness over there. And I said, why is this guy in handcuffs? Why did they take him? He said, well, he walked into Caribou Coffee and decided it was time to hurt some people and let it be known. What he didn't realize was there was a cop that came in right behind him that was getting a cup of coffee. You might want to pick your places a little bit better. But this is broad afternoon. And then yesterday at 5:30 in the afternoon, I know it was a fight between 2 people, but that doesn't change the violence. One guy gets shot and he's dead, right? Done. Waiting for on 5th and Nicollet at 5:30 in the afternoon. I can't keep talking about this because nothing changes. And now they've done. I know this might seem minor to some of you, and I don't mean to drag downtown Minneapolis talk to so many of you that are not affected by downtown Minneapolis. But they have meters in downtown Minneapolis. Quarters or credit cards only. And then you have to go over to a station and pay for it. You park, and then you got to go to a station. And you got to remember the number of your meter and pay it. And so most of them, they enforce until 6 o'clock. And then after 6, because there's not that many people downtown, you could park there for free. Now they've decided they're going to charge until 10 o'clock at night on the meters. So you want people to come to downtown. You just want to make it an awful experience for them. So now if you come downtown after 6 and you find a meter, you've got to pay for it until 10 o'clock. And they ain't cheap, folks. They ain't cheap. So bring your credit card, bring your quarters. Be sure you spend time, by the way, at these stations downtown with your credit card plugged in so that anybody can see you when you take your credit card out and you're trying to pay for your parking spot. Oh, you're not a sitting duck at all or a target, are you? Just take your time. Let everybody see as you reach for your billfold. And we got to make sure, because we lost so much money, that we charge people to be here until 10 o'clock at night. It's pathetic. It is pathetic to do that to people when you're trying to get foot traffic downtown and you're trying to regenerate downtown Minneapolis. Now, I know I don't just say this to you. I said it to the mayor on Friday to his face. I was at an event that he was at. I said, you got to knock this off. This meters until 10 o'clock. Now, in fairness to Mayor Fry, it appeared to me that he was not familiar with what I was talking about, and I don't blame him for that. I'm sure that, he can't be in charge of everything, and I'm sure he delegates a lot of things, and this might not make it to the top of the food chain of something that he would spend time on, but he needs to be aware that everything that you guys do is counter to what you would do if you're trying to bring people back to downtown Minneapolis. That's what I'm saying. Let's go to Kevin. In the center. Kevin, you're on Sports Plus to the Max. Go ahead.
Hey, one of my pet peeves is all these mandates.
How
like,
so?
The electric vehicle mandate. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's plenty of room in this world for electric vehicles, but to shove it down our throat, And the reason they do these mandates is probably because they know they can't get it through the Senate or the House, so they mandate it. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that that's the way business should be done. I think if electric vehicles are going to be our future, let the industry
dictate it.
Yeah, let the manufacturers, and let the consumer buy what they want to buy. There's a lot of places where the electric vehicle is probably a very good option, but there's also a lot of them that it's not a good option. And
well, it's funny
mandated.
Yeah, I got you, Kevin. Thank you for your call. It's funny you say. I rode in an electric car for the first time ever today in a Tesla, and I was talking to the people that owned it, and they said one of the problems is in rural Minnesota, you got to really be on top of your game for a charging machine. Now, I'm sure this will change over time. And eventually you'll have charging machines at Target parking lots because they can get a little spiff on if they have a charging machine there from Tesla, and they would give you a half hour to go in and shop. So I'm sure those things will be created. But right now it's a little bit like the internet and broadband. It's not as accessible as you might think. And so while it's the future is not now is what they told me, because it's just too difficult to try to figure out. And then if you go to – there's one charging station in a town and that's being used, you're going to be sitting for a while. So, just a thought. Take a break, come back, Sports Plus to the Max on WCCO. I'll revisit that a little bit later, but if you're trying to recreate downtown Minneapolis, an attractive place to come, why do you gouge people? We're just talking about this, Chris and I. So somebody calls in. I know we get this call. Well, you can get an app and you can pay for that. You can read up your. That's not the point. You're still paying to park between 6 and 10 at meters when you're trying to get people downtown, trying to get foot traffic to lower the crime and the risk. And the way you guys are set up, besides the app, for those people that come downtown occasionally that don't want the app, is they got to go to a station, plug their credit card in while everybody watches them. I got broke into 2 weeks ago again. I was only parked on the street for a half hour. From 10 to 10:30, came out, they broke in, stole my duffel bag and all my stuff. Three times in the last 2 years, first 34 years, never in downtown. Last 2 years, three times broken into. Why do you do that when you're trying to get downtown rebuilt? Chris, you were just talking about here. You come to downtown, mm-hmm. and you're already being, I don't know, did Tom, when you reimburse some of these or not for if you pay for parking?
Yeah, no. I mean, you're on your own.
Moondog.
Yeah, you're on your own in terms of paying for parking. And yeah, I'm literally the only car on the block right there.
Yeah, you can see it from here. Yeah. My point isn't that you could pay it with an app. I get that you could pay it with an app.
You're still paying a lot.
It's like, why do you want to charge people that are going to come downtown and work here and spend money here? Why do you want to charge them and make life difficult for them?
They can go other places and not pay that parking and save money.
If you want to go have dinner tonight, why the hell would you come? And I love downtown and I love Murray's and I love these places, but why make it hard on them? Why make it difficult?
It's frustrating, Maxie, when I'm downtown and at the end of the, I mean, I'm paying upwards of over $100 a month.
Yeah.
Easily every 2 weeks in parking. And I mean, think about that. How many thousands of dollars people downtown are paying? And those are the ones that come here to work. And
come here. And so they're already going to spend money downtown.
Yeah. So we've got that. And I mean, it obviously is not. It's not great when you're sitting here and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to be, 20% of my income is going to go to the city of Minneapolis just for me showing up. It's cheaper for me to stay home than it is to come to work.
And that sucks.
And that's because of Minneapolis.
And it shouldn't be that way in Minneapolis. And all I'm going to tell you is, for the record, I did broach this with the mayor. I'm not just one of these guys that talks about it passively aggressively. I brought it up with him last week. Plenty more to come. Now I'm ready to go. Now I'm fired up. Sports to the Max at WCCO.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.